nearly 30 years, he's guided his family through a medical catastrophe that includes 78 operations, multiple amputations, treatment by more than 60 doctors and 12 hospitals, 7 insurance companies, and more than $9 million in medical bills. Talk about being qualified to do a show for caregivers. This guy left expert decades ago and went straight to leading authority. Here's Peter Rosenberger.
Welcome, I am your host, Peter Rosenberg. It's a show for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. It is the hottest show for caregivers on the market, banned in 3 time zones and in Burkina Faso. With me ever is himself, the Baron of the Board, the Count of Chill, the Prime Minister of Groove, the Sultan of Sound, John Butler.
Oh, I love my intro. Thank you so much. You wrote a new one for me today. That's so great.
The Sultan of Sound.
I love it. The Earl of Engineering was one from a while ago.
We got a very special guest. It's our newest sponsor. And I want to welcome Darlene Kemp to the show. And she is the Executive Director of Vista Points Special Needs Trust and Resource Center. Vista Points Special Needs Trust and Resource Center. That's vistapoints.org. Darlene, are you with us?
I am. Hello, Peter. How are you today?
I am just precious. Thank you for asking. Hey, listen, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for getting involved in what we do. Special Needs Trust. We throw that around like you know, it's just a normal everyday word, but this is a very, very important step for people to make. Let's just start at the beginning. What is a Special Needs Trust?
A special needs trust is established when someone is needing to qualify for a government benefit such as Medicaid or TennCare or whatever government benefit they have in their state, but they have too much money to qualify. If they're a single person, they have to keep their assets below $2,000, and if it's a couple, it has to be below $3,000. So a special needs trust can be established if the person is disabled and needing to qualify or maintain that government benefit. The money goes into the trust. Everything is governed by federal and state law. They are able to apply and hopefully qualify for their Medicaid coverage or keep their Medicaid coverage. And then the money in the trust is used to pay for supplemental needs that Medicaid does not cover.
All right, so this is going to apply, for example, if a family has a special needs child.
Yes.
Right?
So,
the moment of birth, when you realize, okay, this is a lifelong issue here, and I've got a family member that has a daughter with CP, born with CP and severe cognitive problems. So that's where it comes into play. The parents can then sit down with you all and develop a plan here of how to protect this child.
Pretty much. Vista Points, though, we're not attorneys. We refer. We have a national referral center, and we refer people that call in to either elder law attorneys or special needs attorneys in their area that can help them, and then that attorney can refer the trust back to our office to manage.
Right. So, by the way, speaking of attorneys, Tim Takas is the attorney that works with you all, right? He's the president of this.
He is the president of the organization, and then he has his own law practice. He's a nationally known elder law attorney.
Well, I'm in his newsletter. I wrote an article for his newsletter that's going out, I believe, next month, here in April. And then they asked me to speak. He hosts a thing for social workers. It's a continuing education class that's going to be in June, and that's that helps train social workers, and I'm the closer for that event.
I believe that's the timeout workshop.
Yes.
Yes, he's done that for many years, and Bonnie Woodard handles that, and she does a fantastic job.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. I saw that he was with you guys, and yes, he is. He's been on the cusp of this thing. I mean, he was launching and talk about this thing before anybody was talking about it, I think.
True. Our company was established in the year 2000. And slowly it's grown. Originally, most of our clients were 85 years and older, and many of them had dementia, and they were in nursing homes, and this gave them the ability to qualify for Medicaid and then use that money that they put in the trust for supplemental needs. Over the years, through word of mouth and creating awareness, many of our clients are children, younger adults, and also many have mental illnesses that have made them disabled or living with a disability, along with physical disabilities.
All right, well, and again, this is for folks that have resources, but those resources can kick you out of certain programs or things that happen, if it, particularly as a child, or, you know, in fact, a friend of ours had a son that was hurt with a traumatic brain injury, for example. He was not a child, but he was injured when he was, I guess he was probably 18 or 19 or 20, and I think that's what they did with him, did a special needs trust for him. And this, you could, you don't have to be located in Middle Tennessee for this. That you guys could service people nationally.
That's right. We service people nationwide. We'll try to work with the attorneys in their area, and then that attorney will refer the trust to our office, and we manage that. And we work one-on-one with the family member that is responsible for that person living with a disability. So it's not cookie cutter. Some people need certain care. Other need other items or services, so they can tell us what we need, and we make sure that everything falls in federal and state guidelines so that they're not removed or have a waiting period for their Medicaid coverage.
Well, now you've been doing this stuff a long time, and I was looking through some of your background, and by the way, you went through University of Kentucky and the University of Tennessee, so this was a bittersweet weekend for you.
It was.
With did you watch any football? I mean, Did you watch any basketball, John?
What's basketball?
Oh, forget it. Never mind. John, he doesn't live in a place we like to call Earth. it was. Did you see the Kentucky game?
I did not. I saw the Tennessee game.
Oh, well, the Kentucky game was like watching a Chinese ping pong tournament. I mean, it was so fast. I mean, it was a great game, and so I saw that you have allegiances to both schools. So you had mixed weekend, but you've got degrees and certification stuff in gerontology and just so many things that you've been doing this for a long time. What prompted you to go into this field? I mean, this is not something you just kind of wandered into. You set your mind to go to this field. What prompted that?
Well, years ago when I was a little girl, we would visit my grandmother who was in a nursing home in northern Ohio. And many of the people that were in the nursing home were amputees and they moved around in wheelchairs. But this nursing home had such an upbeat feel when you walked in. At one end, they had a daycare program, and then they had the residents at the other end. So every day, the residents got to interact with the children, and they would have races up and down the hall in their wheelchairs, and they would crochet afghans to cover their legs so the kids would not be scared. And they just had a wonderful time. And seeing how these older people still had purpose in their life, no matter what had happened to them, they still kept going and they saw that they had something to give back. And that's where my desire to work with people with disabilities started.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been working at Vista Points for 7 years now, but I've been in the field for many years.
Well, you have, and you bring a wealth of information. All right, let's get to some nuts and bolts. If somebody wants to do this, is there a ballpark figure of how much something like this cost, or what's involved with this cost-wise?
Well, when someone calls our office, they'll tell us their story of their loved one and what is happening. And then, as I said earlier, we'll refer them to a special needs attorney or an elder law attorney. Now, the attorneys charge fees to set up the trust. And then when the trust is referred to our office to manage, there is a setup fee. So, for example, if someone puts under $10,000 into the trust, the original fee for the Vista Points Trust is $500. If someone puts $1 million in there, it's $10,000. And the amount is higher because there's a lot more to do. Also, the money goes directly back into their trust. It doesn't go to the Vista Points company. So they are earning interest on the money that is in the trust to help them have a better quality of life and use that money wisely.
So you guys just get the flat fee?
We have an initial setup fee. Once a year, we have an annual fee, which is 1.5%, or $250, whichever is greater.
So this is incredibly affordable.
Very much so, very much so. Now, Vista Points operates a pooled trust where the money is grouped together, but each person that has their money in the trust has a separate account, and they're able to earn a higher interest rate on their money in the trust. When someone first establishes the trust, Many times we have a case manager go out and do an initial assessment, meeting with the client and the family member to see what that person's needs are, see what they'd like to do with their money in the future, and also check their surroundings, make sure they're receiving all the government benefits that they can, and see what we can do to make their life better. This not only gives them a better quality of life, but the family has peace of mind knowing that their loved one's being taken care of.
Now, if I'm going to squeeze in one more question, we're going to take a quick break. If, for example, a family is taking care of a child with special needs and they have a special needs trust, if the family member, like the parents, are both killed or die before that child, can their life insurance policy then go directly into the special needs trust?
It can.
Do you recommend that?
Yes. I'm not allowed to give legal advice, but I can tell you that many people have a clause in their will where they exclude the loved one that has the disability from receiving money directly, and below that, they'll have a clause that says the money goes directly to this special needs trust for this person, and the money can go into that. That way, that person that's living with the disability does not receive the money directly and does not lose the Medicaid benefits that they need.
Well, listen, on that note, can you stick around for one more segment here?
Sure.
I've got a couple more follow-up questions on that, but we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Peter Rosenberg. I'm talking to Darlene Kemp from Vista Points Special Needs Trust and Resource Center. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Wes Taylor, America's General Contractor. I know a lot about building houses, and you know me as a home expert. But recently, I stepped into the world of being a caregiver, and I realized I was in way over my head. It's when I started listening to my friend Peter Rosenberger and learning about Standing with Hope and his amazing ministry. Wrestling with the many issues that I've faced in caring for my parents, it's been far more draining than building even the biggest house. But Peter continues to walk with me through this, and I find that, with his help, I too now am Standing with Hope. If you're a regular listener like me, then you know the incredible work he does both at Standing with Hope, helping Gracie's fellow amputees, and through this broadcast. But sharing the wisdom he's learned over 3 decades of caregiving means our participation is required. Guys, whether it's a prosthetic program in West Africa or reaching weary caregivers like you and me, Standing with Hope needs our help to lift others up. Go to standingwithhope.com and donate today. I'm Wes Taylor, and I am Standing with Hope.
What are you trying to say with that, John? don't bring me down. Hey, listen, welcome back. This is the Peter Rosenberger Show. Glad to have you. It's a show for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver, hottest show for caregivers on the market, banned in 3 time zones and Burkina Faso. Hey, listen, if you want to be on the show, 1-800-688-9522 outside of this area, 1-800-688-9522. Or if you're here in Middle Tennessee and you got a question, particularly right now with Special Needs Trust, 615-737-9522. You can always send us a question later if you want to, if you're driving or something and you can't get to a phone or whatever. But that's caregivers@standingwithhope.com. And while you're at standingwithhope.com, you heard my last segment. We're trying to raise some money for resin. We're looking for some resin. Resin, R-E-S-I-N, acrylic resin. We make prosthetic limbs, the sockets for those things over in our work at Standing with Hope in Africa, and you can donate to that, standingwithhope.com. And we're looking to raise about $7,500. It buys a 55-gallon drum of this stuff, and it makes about 350 legs. So that's pretty cool. We make a lot of legs. And so we got feet, John, but we need hands. Oh, I went there.
You did.
Yeah, sorry. But we got feet. We need hands. So you can go to standingwithhope.com. We'd love to have you be a part, because it helps us keep the show on the air as well, that there's so many ways you can donate to do what we're doing here and so forth. But speaking of this show, we are talking with Darlene Kemp of Vista Point Special Needs Trust Resource Center. They have launched this. It's a nonprofit.
Yes.
And you guys manage the Special Needs Trust for so many different people literally from around the country.
That's true.
So the point is, so how do you know Let's go back again, just for those who are just catching up. Walk us through back again. How do you know, hey, I got to go get a special needs trust? What is the kicker for that?
Usually someone is needing to qualify for Medicaid coverage in the state that they live in, but they have too many assets.
Now, and that's Medicaid, not Medicare.
Medicaid.
Right.
That's correct, Medicaid. And so lots of times they're referred by word of mouth, or their attorney will call and say, I think I have a client that I want to refer to you. And we work with the attorneys and the family to establish this trust. If the person is not disabled, they cannot have this type of trust. There are other trusts that may be able to set up, and they would work with an attorney on that. But I did want to say one thing that many of our clients use their money for is non-medical caregiving. They can use the money and have someone from a professional company to come and help the person that's living with a disability, whether it's just reading to them, helping them get dressed, taking them places, just different things. And that is an acceptable use of the money that's in the trust. That does not affect their Medicaid coverage. So that
and
caregiving
so the, gives... So the trust just pays that bill?
Yes, yes.
So you guys would help facilitate that. So if you got a... Like Caregivers by Whole Care is one of my sponsors here.
I was going to try to bring that up. Way to beat me to it.
hey, look, John, don't let the looks fool you. I'm not stupid. Hey, but Caregivers by Whole Care, they're one of my sponsors. I love these folks, by the way, and they're just wonderful people. So they would then be contracted to take care of this person, to look after them, and then they would bill or invoice the trust that you guys manage.
Yes, usually I work with the owner of the company before everything is finalized to make sure that they understand the money is coming from the trust, and we make sure that the caregiver suits this person's needs and that the person wants this care. Sometimes the family members need the care to have a respite so that they can go and do something and have someone there with the person living with a disability and know that they're being taken care of.
Well, now, getting back to the family members thing, because this can get a little dicey dealing with family members.
It can sometimes.
Do you have to put on a striped shirt and a whistle and play referee?
No, sometimes we have more than one person that wants to be responsible for their loved one living with a disability, and we have to have them choose. We have one person that takes the lead and disseminates the information among the other family members.
Well, now, who chooses? Because if the person with disability has mental or is cognitive impairments, they can't choose. So who chooses at that point?
The person that's responsible for that person living with a disability, usually it's the power of attorney.
Okay.
In our terms, it's called the attorney in fact. Sometimes we set up contingent people also to be responsible. So if one decides that they cannot handle the responsibility, then it can go to the next person. Or if that person dies, then it falls to the next person.
Well, how much responsibility is involved with that person who does this? Because if you guys are, whatever service they're using are billing the trust, and you guys are administering all the funds.
True, but some people have other services that they use, or they're taking someone to a doctor's visit. There's many different scenarios. So it is on an individual basis that we look at each request that the attorney in fact or the power of attorney sends in for that loved one that has a disability. As I said, it's not cookie cutter. We look at each one. We get information to make sure that we're not violating any federal or state laws so that that person can keep their Medicaid coverage.
So it's set up by attorney.
Yes.
Managed by you all.
That's correct.
And it's a reasonably priced. I mean, you're looking at really chump change when it comes to what it can protect, because if you don't have this in place, they're going to, and that person's on Medicaid, what's going to happen is they're going to kick them off of Medicaid, or you have to go into a spend down program where you have to basically spend down your assets.
Yes, down to $2,000. And if you have a minute, I'll tell you a quick story.
Tell it. I got a minute.
We had a gentleman with cerebral palsy who inherited $100,000 from his grandfather. He was on Medicaid, and his bills were enormous each year. He knew if he accepted that money from his grandfather's will that he would lose his Medicaid coverage, have to use the money that he received, that $100,000, and then he would probably have a waiting period to qualify for Medicaid again to help him. So after he talked it over with his caregiver, they decided to renounce the money and not accept the money from the will. And a couple weeks later, I was visiting his facility, and he came to listen to my presentation. And he says, "Are you telling me that if the will had been listed this way, that I could have accepted that money and it could have gone into the trust and I could have used that money for other needs that Medicaid didn't cover?" And I said, "That's exactly what I'm telling you." And he said, "Please keep going out and talking about this, because people don't know about special needs trusts and it can make such a difference in their lives."
But now, if they're on, if they're on disability, but they're on Medicare, mm-hmm. and they have assets, then they're not going to lose that because of their assets.
Right. Medicare is much different than Medicaid.
They are on disability. Mm-hmm. And if they have assets, why would they need to still be on Medicaid if they're disabled?
It depends. They could be needing to qualify for Medicaid for their medical needs. Usually this is all done through their attorney to help them make sure that they're receiving all the benefits. Our office cannot make those decisions. We manage the trust after it's sent to us to establish.
Let me go back to that one more time, though, because I'm thinking if you're on Medicare and you can buy a supplemental policy under Medicare, for example, if you're disabled and you have a special needs trust and you can buy a Medicare policy, and then Medicare, of course, doesn't cover everything, but then you have a supplemental one that will, but it'll cover most everything. You'll still have some out of pocket. You could still have a special needs trust. Medicaid's not even really in the factor at that point because you've got all the health care coverage you need through Medicare and a supplemental policy. But can the special needs trust then pay the supplemental premium?
Yes.
And all the ancillary health, like almost like a health savings account, but it's your money. Well, the health savings account is your money too, but then it would do that as well. But what about living expenses and things such as that, like your mortgage?
There are some things that it covers, but there's different types of special needs trusts. Our trust is only for a person that's living with a disability, and usually they're needing to qualify for Medicaid or to maintain their Medicaid coverage. There's a list of things that we send out to a new family that's setting up a trust that tells them different ways they can use the money in the trust. So, for example, medications cannot be paid for because usually they have insurance that covers that. But if there is a small amount that remains after all insurance is paid, the trust can be used to pay that.
Like a health savings account?
It's not a health savings account. It's more like you're signing an IOU, because when a person dies, the Vista Points files a claim with the state, and the state in about 4 months sends a letter back to our company, and it says what Medicaid coverage was used and how much money they're wanting from the trust. And depending on how the agreement is set up, then the company pays the state for those services. So it's not a savings account. It's more like an IOU.
Uh-huh. That's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Well, that is fascinating. I did not know that. See, I'm learning something today here too, and this is why I have folks on this show that give you practical information of what's going on in the world of being a caregiver. These are things that I didn't know. My wife was hurt when she was 17 years old. She was a minor, and there were a lot of different nuances. Things have evolved. Like I said, I've made every mistake that you can ever make, learned the hard way. And so I try to find those folks who can give you the information that you need to make those kinds of decisions. And this is a valuable resource with Vista Points. And darling, I'm just really grateful that you came on. I'm really grateful that you've gotten involved with the show. Thank you for this.
Well, thank you for this opportunity.
You going to come back?
I would love to.
Okay. Now, let me give out your stuff one more time here. It's vistapoints.org.
That's correct.
VISTAPOINTS.org. And your phone number is
615-758-4660.
One more time.
615-758-4660.
All right, and if you're driving, you can't write the stuff down at thepeterrosenbergershow.com. I have under the radio tab there, you'll see all my sponsors, and they're right there, and they have their information as well. So I would really recommend that you give these folks a call. This is an issue that's going to come up more and more and more as we move forward into this thing. Last question, John, how much time we got? Okay, real quick, darling. This is not just with people with disabilities. I mean, it is with people with disabilities, but if they're elderly.
If they have a chronic illness or disability, they can talk with an attorney to see if a special needs trust suits.
Like an elderly member with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or things such as that.
Exactly.
Okay, yes. They have a diagnosis of a disability.
Yes.
Perfect. That's what I needed to hear. John, did we squeeze that in? John's giving me thumbs up there. All right. Well, he's the baron of the board to say it's time to wrap this up. So, listen, we got to go. Darling, thank you for being a part of this. This was great. And I thank you all for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. It's a beautiful day in Tennessee. Get out and enjoy it. And we will see you next week. Darling, thanks a lot. You're going to come back. You
yes,
promised.
I will. Thank you, Peter.
Okay. We'll see you. This is the Peter Rosenberger Show. See you next week.
I'm gonna rid myself a house in the shade of the free.